We had a scoregami yesterday. Yeah! Arizona and the Texans, 31-5. This has been the year of just odd scores. You know, 32-29, Nebraska-Michigan game, but 31-5 yesterday for Arizona, which is unbeaten and takes on Green Bay in the desert coming up on Thursday. The Packers have won six in a row.
Sorry, D coordinator for Green Bay, out with COVID.
Matt Nagy, out with COVID. Cliff Kingsbury, back, off of COVID. Said he was not real connected with his team. Let's be honest. You don't need to be real connected with your team when you're playing the Texans. Just saying. It'd be a good Thursday night game between the Packers and the Cardinals. All right, Scott Frost is going to talk here in a little bit, coming off the bye week. Kind of get a sense of what the tone is. Maybe also a further discussion, because if you're looking to inspire confidence moving forward and what is going to happen for 2022, whether it be you convince Damian Daniels to stick around for another year as he continues to progress and draws the attention of the NFL, or I think another part, because there's going to be a lot of focus on the offense here at the end of the season, Ramir Johnson establishing himself as RB1, which I think he clearly has done. Now, can he get some separation before Gabe Irvin returns from injury? Put more stuff on tape for Austin Allen. What would help with inspiring confidence is your two tackles look better than they've looked all season long. But then another part of the offense is, what is the place in the offense for Xavier Betts? I know he was in Omaha over the weekend. He was on the sidelines of the Bellevue West game. But here's a guy that averages 18 yards plus when he touches the football. What role does he have in the last four games? And what role does he have in 2022? I think that's a very important question. And it's a very important part of the last four games, because he clearly, when he's on the field, gives you something that you need, is a big play threat, whether you're handing the ball off to him or throwing to him. We all know about the inconsistency in practice and not getting reps in. Well, then find a way for his little amount of reps that he plays in a game to use them and use them wisely. But he's somebody, if he can gets on the field more and they highlight him, there would be something that would inspire confidence. I think there's a good list of things over the last four games that Nebraska needs to do to inspire confidence moving forward. Not going to look drastically different. There was a little change in practice where, according to JoJo Doman, they've gone more one-on-one. They've tried to simulate more high-pressure situations where they have quick change offense, quick change defense, and finding a way to score. Maybe that'll be some of the stuff that the head coach will touch on. He may also let you know that he is listening to radio, watching television, or reading the newspaper, like Mr. Fred Hoiberg. So Steve Sippel wrote a really, it's no football this weekend, I got to write a column, let's write it about basketball. Let's write, hey, don't get a free pass, let's go in year three. You don't think Fred Hoiberg is aware of that? Did you not see what he's done to his program? He hasn't flipped the roster completely like he did between year 0-1 and year 1-2. But he removed Teddy Allen. He changed his coaching staff. He got rid of a longtime strength and conditioning coordinator. I mean, Fred ain't here to play intramurals and mess around. This is a big year for Fred, and he knows it. He isn't going to wallow. He doesn't want to be 5-34 in the conference. He's not here to, that's clear that he is coaching himself and developing himself into options so that they're not struggling in year three. That's pretty clear. Just listen to him every time he speaks. Well, Sip wrote an article, a column about not giving Fred a free pass. Really? Fred today. Either this was a response to a question or this was something he opened up with. And They play an exhibition game against Peru State later this week. Quote, we have expectations. You want expectations in this business. The head coach will go to Lincoln coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.